and welcome to 69 Minutes. A few nights ago, we had the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with Sam Cole, a YouTuber caught in a whirlwind of controversy after releasing merchandise for his podcast, Genius Bar.
Thank you. Ready to start?
Yeah, go for it.
Mr. Cole, pleasure to have you. With your most recent merch drop, what were you trying to achieve? What's your goal here?
Thanks for having me, John, and great question. We here at Genius believe that Apple used to be great.
Okay.
We want to make them great again.
Does this at all have anything to do with the current political climate here in the United States? I mean, to be fair, MAGA, make Apple great again, sure sounds a lot like make America.
No. No.
Some of your constituents have accused you of some egregious acts, saying that perhaps your shirts are of poor quality. Typical YouTuber merchandise here?
John, if we were selling typical YouTuber merch, we'd be doing it year-round, wouldn't we? Listen, these drops are rare, and they're rare because of the time it takes to make not just a product, but the best version of that product. We source high-quality materials and the best printers in the world, and real geniuses know that we don't ship junk.
And the price?
Did you not just hear the junk part?
Sam, that sounds like you're implying that YouTubers that ship cheaper shirts are shipping junk.
Well, I'm not saying that.
The hat is pretty nice.
See? Pretty good.
Ah, this is the best t-shirt I've ever owned. The best quality one ever. This would be anyone's favorite t-shirt. And even if they don't vibe as much with the hat, they could still buy the shirt to support you, right?
So we have your vote?
Sam, I hope for America that you don't just have my vote, but instead the vote from all of us. Join us in the movement to make Apple great again. Go to genius2024.com right now to secure your very own, not junk, actually very high quality, once-in-a-lifetime Genius merch. You have less than 24 hours left, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, the Apple news is starting to heat up again, and I fear... Can we start over? This is not going well.
Nope!
Welcome back to
Genius
Bar.
Welcome to Genius Bar.
Guys, there's the Apple news. It's off the charts. In fact, there's only one show that you should be watching for Apple news, and I think it's this one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Mac Rumors.
They're good too.
But here's the thing. I love Mac Rumors, but right now the news is on the plate, and the plate is so hot. And it takes a special group of people, two people to be exact, that look a lot like us and have a podcast that rhymes with Penis Par. I don't know if I can. Can you say that on
Penis
YouTube?
Penis Bar?
Yep.
Penis Genius?
No, we're the best ones for the hot Apple news here. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Oh, God, help me. The beginning is a train wreck. So.
Yeah. This is just, it's reflective of the chaos that we're all feeling in the world. John, it's because, it's an election year. And I wish that I had a way to support people that I really love.
I wish so too. I wish so as well. Is there a way?
Guys, breaking news.
Time is of the essence.
Unfortunately, yes, we are running out of time. We have just 24 hours from the second you are watching this, probably less because the time has passed already, to get one of your limited edition exclusive merchandise items at genius2024.com. We love you guys. You guys, from the orders, you've been really enjoying these. People are very excited. I put this shirt back on today. Like, I washed it since last week, of course, because I'm not a freaking animal. And it feels somehow even better.
It does. Like, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. People really underestimate. Okay, listen. I know a lot of you have bought YouTuber merch, most likely. But if you purchased from Genius before, you know the drill. And if you haven't purchased from Genius before, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're not getting bad quality. You're getting the best quality. Some say it's the best. Some say it's the best quality. Never seen quality better than this. Best t-shirt around.
Incredible. So yeah, t-shirt, Genius 2024, sick back print as we showed you last week. Am I centered?
You're centered. Yep, you're good.
Okay. Yeah, it looks incredible. And dude, it's amazing. I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on these. We're closing orders because we now have to produce everything, get it out to you. We're going to get it out to you as fast as absolutely possible. And just wanted to say
less than 24 hours, you say?
Yeah, we're running out of time. So
you guys better hurry up.
This is never coming back. I'm telling you right now, some stuff that we've done in the past, you know, who knows what could, maybe, what could be coming out in a month or two. But this,
you can only make Apple great again once.
There you go.
And if you fail to make them great again, we've lost them for good. Now is your time.
Yeah. So thank you. And there, you know, you know, there's a lot that I got to say about Apple this week.
There is a lot. Yeah. 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 In fact, I don't even want them to be great anymore.
What do you want?
I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. I have learned of new plans they're cooking up, and it's just, you know. This is the best part about a Genius merch drop is that you don't need to buy both things. So even when I feel like Apple isn't great, I can still wear my Genius 2024 shirt because that's neutral. But Apple, yes, you sir. Dirty, dirty dog.
Okay, I think we should start by going over... Is there any am I exposing myself? Oh, there is in the top right corner, but we're just going to ignore it. Okay, let's... Okay, wow, look, we've got something to jump into today.
Wow.
It's Marcus Grimontis. Yay. Okay, so this was an interesting one for me because we got a few little tidbits in here that sort of reiterated. I don't know, did you take a look at this yet? Do you have any hot takes right off the bat?
Nope, not at all. Didn't read it even a little bit.
Okay, so it's basically about Apple's revamping their smartphone strategy. And I mean, okay, basically they're working on two products that I think are like not they're it, kind of a new category of product for them.
Okay.
One is, let's see, in the words of this, a new smart display for streaming content, FaceTime calls, web browsing, and calendar.
All right.
And I don't really know what that means, just to be straight up.
Yeah. What?
Is it going to have a speaker, or is it... I'm going to be, it kind of sounds like an iPad, and they already make that.
What is the size of the screen? Because that matters a lot.
It says an iPad-like screen. And consumers could place multiple units around the house like they might with a HomePod mini.
Is this the same thing that we've been talking about and referring to as like the HomePod with a screen?
Yes, but then we've also got the tabletop robotic AI one that's coming like in 2027. No release date. Sorry. But that's coming later. It's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like things are kind of a mess right now.
It's almost like they heard you. Like they watch Genius Bar. Clearly Apple watches Genius Bar. Everyone, before they actually start work for the day, they sit down every Monday and gather around to hear the show. And I think someone heard you say it's fragmented and then they like purposely wanted to make it worse.
Yeah. So they've got a couple. Okay. I mean, listen, somebody laughed at me the other day when I said this, but I am legitimately excited for, I mean, both of these products just because, first of all, the tabletop AI thing, it's interesting, right? Don't know if it would actually be that useful, but sounds interesting at least and different.
Uh-huh.
And the first one, there are... Okay, for a lot of the time when I want to play music, like, yes, you can use, you know, Siri, whatever, be like, yeah, play this. But a lot of the time, Siri is so bad that she doesn't understand you. And also, like, anytime I have questions, none of the current HomePods support Apple Intelligence. It sounds like both of these would support Apple Intelligence.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, if I was cooking and it was like, oh, how many ounces are in a cup or something like that, right? I mean, I'm sure current Siri can do that, but the new version could have ChatGPT built in. I could say, I have these ingredients. I want to make something for dinner. That would be really useful to just look over in the corner of my kitchen and see this thing. Or if I want to play music, to just walk up to it, music, scroll through, boom. Kind of like a mini Apple TV interface. I think that'd be really cool. Is that going to move margins or be game changing? Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. The whole robot thing. Like... It feels like...
You want me to give you a demo?
How are you going to... Okay, I like it.
Sorry. Hold on. The prototype is almost done.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay. I'm sorry. Very curious because my wallet is out. I'm going to make my decision here.
Okay. I'm the Apple tabletop robot.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Wow. Lovely tree. Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. It's rotating. It's rotating on its own. Oh, it fell. Oh, it's coming back. Oh, how high is the seat that you're sitting in? Oh, was that the top?
Hello, Jonathan. Okay. I am here to help.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Can you tell me if Mark Gurman is a real person? Okay. Can you set an alarm for 2 p.m.?
I found 7 web results for that.
Perfect. Yes, it works
iPod.
Just like the HomePod. Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. No better, no worse. Oh,
I mean, yeah, that demo really. Okay, we got some work to do. We're gonna go back to the drawing board on that one. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, well, good thing it's not up to us. Well, if it was up to us, we might come up with a better robot.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. I would buy one for I would buy one for my kitchen, my bathroom, which is where my current 2 HomePods are. I might buy one for my nightstand. You know, that could be it could be fun. But again, these are not. It sounds like it's going to be a $200 to $400 product. With
I'm
a
too
speaker,
worried.
Maybe
like yeah. they messed up their flagship product for the year. And now we're just moving on. Like okay, that didn't even happen. We're moving on to brand new product categories. When the last brand new product category also didn't work very well. So can someone have a meeting somewhere?
Well, this is interesting, and this is something I did want to discuss. Did you see this was very fascinating to me that couple people retiring.
Oh yeah.
So we've got Dan Riccata Riccio. I don't know. Something like that. He worked 2 decades at Apple, and he was SVP of hardware engineering before he was basically overseeing all the Apple Vision products, and he just retired.
Okay.
So he's out, and then there was another.
Who's taking over?
It looks like
Mike Rockwell.
Oh, no, John Ternus.
John Ternus?
With Rico exiting, responsibility for Apple Vision Pro rests with the deputy, Mike Rockwell, and that executive's new boss, John Ternus, future Apple CEO. People keep saying John's going to be this future Apple CEO. I don't know, man. I'm not getting exact, like, I don't know if I get CEO energy from.
Where did we get John Ternus CEO thing? Because I know that's been tossed around, like, recently, but who put that out first? Was it Gurman?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's probably not going to happen then. It'll probably be anybody else.
he doubled down on this, which I think he literally says, with Ternus, if indeed gets tapped for the CEO role. So
he would be a good CEO, though, I think.
I think he'd be fine. I just think it's going to be kind of more the Tim Cook.
No matter what, Sam, it's going to be more Tim Cook because – None of those shareholders care about the quality of the products. They just want the Tim Cook money to be flowing in. Because if we have a new visionary CEO that steps in and he's like, okay, screw all this. We're going to make less products. We're just going to make them better. The shareholders are going to remove that person.
They did it to Steve once.
I know. They're just going to have him removed or her.
Okay, cool. And then we've also got this one was really interesting to me. Dan, I've never heard of this individual, but Dan Roski, man, people got some fun last names at Apple. Dan Rockeses, he was in charge of procurement, which is basically, I think, like a supply chain type. So that's kind of, it seems like kind of a big role, you know, leaving.
Why at the same time?
I don't know. Seems like, a lot of these people are getting old.
Yeah, that's true. And like the guy, that guy was there for 20 years. Like, okay, here's the scary thing. Because at first, you know, when you hear something like this, you might think, oh, okay, he's stepping, the guy that was heading Vision Pro and Vision Products is now leaving. Is that a consequence or a side effect of Vision Pro not doing well? And are they moving that team to other stuff? But they're not. Because we're also hearing about the next Apple Vision product. which is going to... Okay, surely, Sam, right? The biggest issue with Apple Vision Pro, $3,500. That's where it starts. That's where you can even get into the door. So the biggest complaint was price. So for sure, right, it's a much lighter, more compact device. And the price point, ideally, at most, maximum $1,600, right?
Well, that's what that's what we had heard. Why are you telling me that maybe something's changed? Or
I'm asking you. You know everything about this. I'm just saying, like, it would be crazy if a story came out maybe an hour before we recorded this that said it was going to be more than that.
New report, same thing from Gurman, same newsletter. We got so Vision Pro 2. With a faster chip.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Don't make me change my shorts yet. that's coming in. So we've got, we've got like 2 years. And how do we have 2 years? And dude, wait, that actually like messes me up in the head. That
why?
It's 2 years until the next Vision Pro. Because I used it the other night to watch a movie and the movie was sick. And then I took it off and I said, why is my head? Dude, this is my posture pre- watching the movie with Apple Vision Pro, how I looked, and this was post.
Are you just permanently like that now?
Yeah.
That's so tragic.
This is what they've done to me.
That's so tragic.
I gotta snap out of it. I gotta realign my spine after this thing. So,
well, you could probably realign with a much lighter version that's $1,600.
Well, allegedly, the lower end model is going to use it cheaper materials, so that sounds like it would be lighter. Mm-hmm.
All right,
it's gonna have a no eyesight, no front display.
So it's not gonna have the thing that we immediately said should go.
Yeah. But I kind of like
eyesight is really good.
Yeah,
but like if you're talking about that device's core functionality. And which user matters most? It's the person inside of it. And so if you got to cut costs, eyesight's just got to go. I wish it. I would like it. I think eyesight should be on all of them because that's the thing that makes it Apple, kind of. That's how you can tell right away. If it's got to go, it's got to go. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so lighter, cheaper materials, no eyesight. You know, I'm going to take down my ideal price to $1,000.
Buddy, do I have news for you. The rumored price for this, for Apple Vision, non-pro, it's going to be $2,000.
Like U.S. dollars?
I think the report had it in Monopoly money, so not too bad with
that. That might be doable. I might be okay with that. But if somehow it slips that they meant $2,000 USD. Yeah. This is not going to get any better. We are just fucking strap us in for the next 4 years of terrible. Here we go. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
This is okay. And another part. I don't know if this report says it, but a recent report, I think from Gurman or someone else, has said that they were going to also reduce the quality of the displays, which I'm like, if there is one thing that Apple
that's
Vision
all
has
that thing is
the display. Like that's the one thing you and I think the display, I mean, for me, the displays do still need to get better. Like the more I use it, the more I can see pixels and how it's really good. It's really, really good, but it's still not, I mean, okay. It's a first gen product. It's not going to be there. Right. But yeah. So Apple Vision next year. So a year from now, we will likely have in our hands. I mean, I will certainly be buying it if it's lighter. I mean, I'm curious. I don't know, John. I've gone back and forth with this thing, and I will say I watched Inside Out the other night in 3D.
Oh, how'd you make it out? Okay, you all right, buddy?
Well, I ran out of time every night because I would start watching it like 3 a.m. and I was like, this probably isn't good for my health. So I watched it in three different nights in parts.
You just broke the emotional structure of a movie that was made for you.
Yeah.
Like on purpose.
It was really good. It was really good.
It is very good. That's one of those movies where I will only ever watch it once. Great movie. We'll only see it one time.
Why?
Only once. I cannot put myself through it anymore.
So then I'm going to watch Inside Out 2 soon, maybe tonight. Okay. Probably not tonight. But I mean, it was great. It's just like the field of view, so restrictive. I haven't yet watched. You've seen the new Apple Immersive. Andrew Edwards keeps telling us to watch this thing. Submerged. I had one of my friends come over. She watched it the other day, and she said it was good.
Okay, like, glowing review. I love it.
I don't know. She didn't seem like blown away by it. Dude, look, this set is crazy.
It is, like, actually insane.
That looks fun.
They can do that because we keep buying things no matter how bad they are.
And then they announced some other things, such as the Apple Immersive All-Star Weekend, but it's Y'all, Apple, this is going to be their third sports short film that just goes, this is like if a dog hadn't eaten in 7 days and you kept just dangling a raw steak in front of it. And the dog would be like, I know what this is going to taste like if I ever get it, but it doesn't actually feel as if I'm ever going to get it.
Mm, yeah.
Because they keep announcing these immersive short films. Oh, man. Very cool. Okay, it's incredible. Like, I've watched the short, and they had a Super Bowl one where you get to see the the Super Bowl up close with a, you know, it's
which
cool.
is amazing as a concept.
Yeah, and
but
and
you
I'm
can't
like,
just keep putting concepts out. We get it. Yes. We want it. We want it now. Now is the time.
Yeah, I see sports being a killer use case for this thing, but and I will say, they're very much talking about this. Just immersive video. And for some things like sports, I think you absolutely want that.
And it's perfect because the people that love sports got thick necks.
Yeah, traditionally they do. Sick, but at the same time, there's a concept that I haven't really heard people talk about. And, you know, I'm getting a little tired of these other Apple analysts getting the spotlight when these same Apple analysts are like, Apple Intelligence is going to be a super cycle. And like, come on. So let me put you all on game. Just kidding. I don't actually know anything. But I think something that I have not heard others talk about yet is that, okay, Apple keeps talking about immersive video. And they are very much pitching to everyone, this is what is going to save this product. Like, they very much just keep saying immersive video. And some of it's really cool. I watched the over Hawaii, like you get to fly through the air, see it's beautiful, stunning, amazing. But you have to be in a very intentional viewer to watch those, and it makes you be an active viewer.
Yeah,
and a lot of the time,
that's a good point.
Sometimes people want to be an active viewer, right? Like you go to a 3D movie in IMAX, you know what you're signing up for. You know it's going to be more – your brain's going to be more engaged. John, I'm going to be honest. A lot of the time, after the end of the day, I just want to sit
back. You just want a company to put content into your eyes.
Just completely detach. I don't want to feel like I'm anywhere else but on my couch.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a fundamental – I won't say problem because it has its case, but I think it's a challenge for immersive content. And – It feels to me that Apple is pitching immersive content as this is the future of entertainment. But like a lot of the time, I'd still rather go to the movies and just see a 2D movie rather than a 3D. Sometimes I want to see something in 3D.
I
want to see Wild Robot.
If there's a choice in a movie theater between 2D and 3D, I will never pick 3D. But like if the movie was released in Apple Vision Pro instead of cardboard 3D glasses, I may take them up on that offer.
Sure. And I think sometimes 3D can be great. But I will say initially with the Vision Pro, people might remember, I called the 3D movies on Disney Plus and stuff a gimmick. I want to change my stance on that a bit. I still don't prefer it all the time, but I didn't mind it, I'll say, for Inside Out. And I think for animated films, Avatar, it's a bit much. It's a little bit much going on. Animated films are good, though. I don't know. Have you watched anything on your Vision Pro? This is just a kind of a stream of thought of I'm feeling mixed because it just, again, feels like this product has so much potential, yet it is – I look at Apple and I'm like, why did you make it out of the heaviest possible materials you could have? Why did you put this mat? Like, there's just so many things that they still haven't released any other head straps for it 8-9 months after it's been out to make it more comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's where
I'm at. It's just like they have somehow missed. So there is a step that your brain has to take, even specifically for the thing they say it's best for. So consuming media, consuming content. 3D movies on Vision Pro, 3D content in general, most of it, unless it's poorly optimized, is incredible. It's like your first time ever seeing an actual 3D movie. Like, you think you've gone to the theater, put on your funny red and blue glasses, and you've seen 3D. You haven't seen shit. This is like actual, separately rendered per eye, an actual 3D experience. It is amazing, incredible. But
yeah.
You have to make a conscious choice that is what you want. Like, you'll never, you know how like humans, they'll go on Netflix or some, and they'll just like start browsing. Like, it's one of those moments where you sit down where you don't know what you're going to watch, but you want something to tickle your pickle while you're looking. You're looking at Netflix, something speaks to you, and you're like, yeah, that my pickle is tickled. I'll watch that. But for Vision Pro, you have to like, you have to say, I want to watch this movie. I want to watch it in 3D. Okay, when do I have time? Like, you have to set aside a part of your day to get into Vision Pro.
That's real.
To watch this movie. It's like in order to have that experience, you have to go to the theater yourself, sit in it by yourself. It takes up 3 hours of your day when you're in this place, and it has to be a conscious choice that you make. And like Sam said, at the end of the day, when normal adults are watching things, I don't know if that is the vibe we are in currently, you know, at the end of the day. I don't think that's like, there are some times where I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to watch this in Vision Pro. Maybe like later in the week, I'll set time aside for it. But for the stuff that I will reach for every night as a routine, it's not Vision Pro.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I literally 3 nights in a row, I was like, I want to do this. And then it was just like, oh, got to get into it. It's going to be like a thing. Yeah. I'm going to get distracted doing something else because I'm going to be like, I should give this another shot.
Yeah. Oh, and I don't know. By the way, there are lights above. Audio listeners, don't even worry about it. But for people watching the video, there are lights up there that have somehow disconnected from Bluetooth. They're studio aperture lights. And so you might see them blink every once in a while. I know they're blinking, but I don't have time right now to fix that. And don't worry about what it looks like over there. You'll find out soon enough. Sam, we've gotten really good at work lately.
Real good.
And you know what did it? I think it's today's sponsor, Notion. Welcome, Notion, dude, back onto the show. We love Notion. A perfect way to make, complete, and protect, and store, and what's the word for when you like work with other people?
Be really happy.
It starts with a C.
Creative.
No.
Cool.
Not cooperate. What's the word? Collaborate. You can collaborate with Notion. And listen, they've added something real spicy. Notion was already perfect, but what if it could get perfecter? The new Notion AI is a single AI tool that does it all. Search across Notion and other apps, generate docs in your own style, analyze PDFs and images, and chat with you about anything.
Dude, this is the place to organize tasks, track habits, write beautiful docs, collaborate with the team, be cool, have fun, be happy. This has transformed my workflow as a creator. Incredible. It has helped me organize everything. I store all of my important stuff in Notion. John uses Notion for all of his projects, and it's just incredible. When I saw that they were sponsoring the show, I was like, there is justice in this world because this is a great product. It deserves to be on a great show like ours.
Absolutely.
It's just it's so good, guys. Listen, you can try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/genius. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/genius. genius to try the powerful, easy to use Notion AI today. When you use our link, you're supporting our show. That's notion.com/genius.
Thank you so much, Notion. We love you.
Yeah, what's that on the ground? I was going to ask.
Don't you worry about it. Audio listeners.
Is that grass? Is that grass behind
you? It does look like grass, doesn't it? A little bit, it looks like grass.
Why would you have that in your...
I don't know. That'd be really weird. Anyway, Vision Pro.
You mean moving on from Vision Pro.
Okay. Get us away.
It's kind of the same spot. Gurman confirms this. The MacBook leak was real. The M4 MacBook is real.
Ooh, we knew that, though. You're welcome. You heard it on Genius Bar last week. We said it was real, and what we say is the truth. Never been wrong.
You'll be proud of me. You'll be proud of me. I had the opportunity. Yeah, I think you would be proud of me.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to buy this, and I turned it down. Let's move on to the next story.
Hang on.
No, we're moving on to the next story.
I have to ask you some things.
No, you don't get to ask me anything about what I just said. So Tim Cook, new CEO, huh?
Tim Cook is the new one?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm so happy for him. Good job, Tim. I heard he's just an accountant, though, so probably won't do very well.
We'll see. Okay. That's about it for the newsletter. I'll be straight with you. I won't be cursed.
I mean, that's a pretty good jump. Real quick, in our notes, I included a link to a TikTok. We don't have to watch the TikTok because it's not, but the reason I share the TikTok is why it's important.
Ooh. Well, I feel like we should watch it now. We need context.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Know,
yeah, yeah.
I love a good content reaction on this podcast. So,
do you see the link in there?
Yeah, give me just 1 second. I'm pulling her up. Okay, and
we'll play it first, and then I will describe.
They're gonna actually put.
Hold on. What? This already looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Should I hit play?
Yeah, we'll hit play, and then we'll dive deeper.
Okay.
Apple just announced that in their next upgrade coming this fall, that they're going to actually put ChatGPT on every iPhone to collect and analyze all the data of yours that's flowing through an iPhone if you're using it. We did a side-by-side test between our phone and Google and Apple's. The Google and Apple phone seem to wake up between 2 and 3 at night, and they have this huge, like a 50 megabyte data dump that's sent out from the phone every night, sending off your preferences, everything you've done that day. Average kid in America, by the time they reach the age of 13, has had 72 million data points collected on them by big tech.
Wow.
Using that advertising ID.
Wow.
Each Google or Apple phone has a 32-digit advertising ID. Mm-hmm. It's a code. You know, some could call it the mark of the beast that follows that device around everywhere. And that's how the tech companies track where that device goes to figure out proximity for advertising, sales, and who you're interacting with in your schedule. So again, we did Unplugged as a way for people to still communicate in the world, but not be giving off all their digital data to big tech, to people that really don't like them. Some people are sheep and they want to live like sheep and be treated like sheep. And not everyone is a sheep.
That has 195,000 likes on TikTok.
Hold on. I've got it. How can I read these comments? I need to see. Please, TikTok. Please, if you can hear me, let me read the comments, please.
Apple
TikTok,
just please. Announced that in their next...
Why is it not letting me read the comments? This is
You're
really
logged in.
I am logged in. Maybe I need to make it smaller?
Next upgrade coming this...
This is not work. This is not going well.
The reason I included this is because
it's insane.
Oh yeah, it is insane. But TikTok to me is the place where how the mass mainstream market views things is exposed on TikTok, in my opinion.
Mm.
And this is obviously like spooky music. What this guy is a nut job. Okay, whatever. But the point that I wanted to, the reason I included this link was because the way that starts out is saying like, if this is true, I'm not going to buy another iPhone. And they say Apple is putting ChatGPT on every iPhone. And this is the problem. And I think Sam and I have like vaguely mentioned this before, that people trust Apple with their data. And as you should. If you're going to trust any tech company, probably going to be Apple. But the second they start signing agreements with other companies that don't share the same values, morals, that's where things can get hairy. Even if Apple themselves, right? Even if Apple themselves is not, they have ensured that no extra data is making its way out of the iPhone to, you know, OpenAI, right? Even if that is 100% the case, and you can trust that transaction is not occurring, the fact that ChatGPT in any way is now attached, just the name itself is attached to the iPhone, opens up conversations like this. Because people don't know how it works. All they know is they don't trust ChatGPT. And by Apple working with companies that are not Apple, even if it's to do something that could be, that can be useful on your phone, not now, you might have to wait a long time before it releases, but when it does, that is the troubling thing. We're like, that's how regular people are going to view that. Your crazy uncle is going to be over one day, and he's going to tell your mom and your everybody that it's got ChatGPT on the phone, and they're going to be like, okay, what's that? And they're going to be like, look at all the bad things ChatGPT is, and look at all the bad things that OpenAI is, and then they're going to be spooked. They're not going to look any further than that. They're going to be spooked. And I think Apple just got to be very careful about who they associate with, even if there's nothing nefarious going on. Like I said, I don't think there is. But this is the result of incorporating any other company into your flagship product that is not you.
I'm excited for it. Like I want.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you can siphon my 50 megabytes of data every night or whatever the hell it said.
But I don't even think that that's real. I don't think that that's.
But that guy on TikTok said so. Look at him. That guy knows everything.
Yeah, and he's like, that's why we made art. Like, he's just selling you a product. This is what all the grifters do, bro. They say the water's poisoned by our water filtration system. Your phone's spying on you by our – like, it's always just a sale. I mean, look at what we're grifting. Apple's not great. Make it great again. Look, we're selling you a product. Oh, my gosh.
We're not selling you a product. We're selling you a better future. Okay?
And that's on – yeah. Amen, brother.
Some people said, wow, products are expensive. The products don't cost, like the shirt is, what's the price of this shirt?
$49.99 on genius2024.com.
You might think $49.99 is a lot for a shirt. But that is where you need to think outside the box. It's not $49.99 for the shirt. It's $49.99 to save your favorite company. And I don't know about you, but I can give up $50 if it saves Apple.
Yeah. And I think we have the power too, because our voices are just going to get louder and louder. And then we're eventually going to be co-CEOs of Apple.
Let's do it. Co-CEOs of Apple. First thing we're getting rid of. That $2,000 Apple Vision. That's going away.
Speaking of, you know, genius2024.com, where you can buy this hat for $35. You know, I saw an interesting post, you know, recently that I was like, this is, you know, it's interesting. You know, I put, hey, these guys try to show up to sell you merch. What do you do? Luke says, I do anything they ask. And then this guy says, John Prosser for president, Sam can be first lady. Now, I'm just curious, why was this arranged in the way it was? Like, why was John president and why was I first lady? Why wasn't I president and he was first, you know, lady? I'm just curious what I didn't understand the methodology.
There's only one way to settle this.
Okay.
All the listeners, election day is today. The ballot is as follows: John Prosser, Sam Cole. That's one ticket. The other ticket is Sam Cole, John Prosser. So you get to pick who's president and who's first lady. Please submit your vote in the comment section below. And the results will be revealed next week, and we will have a new president and new first lady. And by doing that, we won't have to worry about the real election. We've already stopped it.
Okay. Well, I just want everybody to know that there's one person that wears the pants on this podcast, and it could be either of us. So let us know.
It's up for you to decide who has the pants on currently. One of us doesn't.
Well, I think we know who doesn't have pants on based on the track record of this show. Okay. Here's another thing that I saw recently that I – this really kind of like blew a mind in my skull. Sorry, that wasn't a real Okay. Let me just jump into this. So
that blew a mind into my skull.
You could tell how much it got me. So I saw the other day that obviously WatchOS 11 came out for the new Apple Watches. And there's this Reddit post that I found fascinating. I found this from Christy Tillman on X. She said, people on Reddit are reporting that the new Vitals app in WatchOS 11 is showing them signs that they were sick days in advance before they found any symptoms.
Hell yeah.
And then this is really interesting. So this person shared a screenshot and the new Vitals app on their Apple Watch had three outliers and then they got sick the next day. So their body temperature, it appears, was a little bit different.
Yeah.
For a couple of days, and the watch noticed that.
Yeah. So this is not uncommon. Whoop can do it. Like, I was wearing Whoop when we did our Genius Bar Goes Dark event, and I was getting sick during our trip, and Whoop told me, but I felt fine, and I was like, it must just be wrong. And then the second I got home, I was sick. And the way that the way it's basically doing it is like it's reading your baseline, and then yeah, your body temperature is different at nighttime when you're sleeping as it's trying to ramp up to fight something, and that is red on your health device. Whoop does it. I've seen it on my Ultra Human Ring as well. And now, like, obviously, if it's integrated into everyone's experience with iOS and in the health app, that's kind of a game changer.
Whoa. I'm reading the comments now on this Reddit thread because I was just a screenshot. Somebody said, I started using Vitals when it came out in beta and I've gotten sick about twice. Well, that's me for real, bro. both times I knew in a couple days in advance and I hadn't felt anything wrong. Whoa. I got a cold and it does show that for me, but not days in advance. Maybe for your symptoms weren't too bothering on the first few days. Oh, you need to do the sleep data. I don't sleep with my watch because the
That's when it's reading specifically for your body temperature fluctuations is at night when you're sleeping. Because I mean, those are easy to read baselines because throughout the day you might be doing something that's triggering a difference in body temperature. But when you're sleeping, especially if the health device has an average of your body temperature baseline over the course of your sleep, and then suddenly it's changing. The only thing is, like, and I don't know about Apple's wording, but like with Whoop and other health trackers, they don't explicitly come out and say, hey, you're getting sick, watch out for the sick. It's kind of like, because I don't think they're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But kind of like here, like the data is there if you know how to read it, and the fact that they were like showing three outliers, like I think Whoop and Ultra Human would tell me, like, hey, just want to let you know your core body temperature has been risen for the last couple nights. And that's like their way of saying, watch out for the sick. Without
That's so
it.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, this would be super... See, but for me, somebody who's like very... I'm very sensitive to like when I feel like I'm getting sick. If I saw this on my watch, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no.
If your watch told you were getting sick, but you weren't, would the placebo make you feel sick? You're getting sick anyway?
Anxiety's a monster, man. Maybe that's so wild. Though I thought this was so interesting in such a
That's really cool.
I just feel like there's so much data Apple hasn't even taken advantage of yet. I
mean, yeah, and they're all giving it out every night to OpenAI or whoever.
Yeah, they do a 50 megabyte data dump at the same time. Google's supposed to even support ChatGPT. What is Google's Gemini?
Gemini.
Cool. Okay, last thing on the docket.
Hit me.
Apple event. Tell me about it. Tell me when it's happening. Give me the deets.
Okay, so for reasons that cannot be discussed, I am hoping for invites not this week, so not today when you're seeing this episode, or tomorrow, not even Wednesday, but the following one.
Everything we said, we're sorry, it's out of date.
Yeah. It, not only is it out of date, but my life is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're expecting what? An event, at, even though everything's already leaked. I think normally they wouldn't have an event. Like, this would totally be a press release. But once again, October gives them an opportunity to do... Wow. That, can I try again?
Yeah.
It gives them the opportunity to make a spooky, fun event that is really cool to watch from, by Apple fans, to make them look cool and hip. So probably going to see an event, I would probably guess. I think October 30th would be the perfect day, Wednesday.
Wednesday?
But, I mean, it could also be October 28th, which is Monday. Any sooner than that, and I will be big upset.
I mean, I keep going back and forth on this event, because while Gurman said event initially, now he just keeps saying product launch. So I'm like, what is it? What are we doing here, Gurm? Because, it seems like it'll probably be a virtual event again. Like, they do these, like, mini, like, satellite launch, like, watch parties and, like, the New York penthouse thing that they have and other stuff. And it's, yeah, I mean, it kind of seemed, I feel like 28th, 29th, I guess it was on the 30th. It was the 30th last year, right? Yeah, because it was the day before Halloween.
What day was that of the week?
Last year, I believe it was a Monday, and it was at like 7 p.m. Remember?
Yeah, I know it was later.
Let's look it up. Apple, October.
I wish Gurman would be more clear. Like, if he no longer thinks it's going to be an event, you said event previously. So if you have information that signals maybe not that, you, I feel like you should say it instead of having us have to like to try to decipher what words you're using or not using.
I hope we get another event, please. I would like this. That would be very fun.
We don't need any crazy leaks, Gurman. We just need event, yes or no.
Yeah.
It can't, so yeah, trust me, nothing you're going to leak this month is any crazier than what just happened with MacBook Pro. So I think you're good.
October 30th was last year, and that was on – it was Monday. So last year, okay, they sent out invites on the 24th for an event on the 30th.
Hmm.
So it was 6 days in between invite and event, which is real fast. Real, real fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but isn't that typical, like, with anything other than Dub?
No,
like
iPhone
was 2 weeks.
About
a week launch? Oh, it was.
Generally, if they're having people fly to Apple Park, they do 2 weeks for travel and arrangements. Mm. And then if it's a mini-type thing like this, it'll be about a week.
Okay, so, yeah, let's expect invites
next week.
Then.
Yeah, so our next episode... Yes.
Yeah. Next. So invites, if it's on Wednesday, we'll probably get invites on the Wednesday right before.
Why do you keep saying Wednesday? When's the last time they've done an event on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
You're funny. You're super funny.
Is that important?
Yes, it is, because that would be a weird – they usually do Monday
that
or
would
Tuesday.
Be weird.
They tend to do earlier in the week.
That would be weird.
But if they want to do a spooky event again, which is fun,
mm-hmm,
it was fun, even if short. You know.
Short and fun is usually how I like it.
Yeah, that describes certain parts of my life for sure.
All that matters – the only thing, whether this event is on a Monday, a Wednesday, a fucking twofel day, I don't care. Whatever day it is, all you need to know is that on that day, we're getting a new iPad mini. That's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing you need to be concerned with. It's the only thing you need to be ready on the day to purchase. Even if they ask $700. You better have $700 ready. If they ask for $3,500 Vision Pro price for the next iPad mini, your boy would buy it. I don't care about any other product. I want the iPad mini, and I want the iPad mini at a spooky event. Imagine how cute. At a spooky event, iPad mini. Come on. It's the best time of the year. This is better than the iPhone launch. And I bet iPad mini will have all the software features it needs at launch to be mini.
I mean, listen, we got some fun stuff coming. We got the iPad mini. We got new MacBook Pros M4.
New Mac mini.
We got even smaller Mac mini. So maybe with too many products coming, maybe they would brand it as like mini more or something. You know, some stupid tag. Maybe that would be like one of the taglines they would use. It's like something mini.
Yeah.
The Mac mini is getting a redesign and then the iPad mini would also be updated.
I can see them doing an event literally just to unveil, like if the main attraction of this event is to unveil a new Mac mini. Because that's big. This is a product that has been the same forever, has looked the same 14, forever.
14 years, yeah.
It is maybe less so. Is it still like incredibly popular in enterprise? Like, isn't Mac Mini? Sure. Like, I'm pretty sure companies just have rooms full of Mac Mini. It's an insanely popular form factor, insanely popular Mac, and its first redesign in 14 years. Yeah.
Pretty hype.
You're
right. Okay. You know what? You saying that, you changed my mind. There will be an event. I was thinking there might not be an event because we've already seen the M4 chip, and generally they only do an event to unveil like the base new generation. But now that
you say
that.
But imagine them showing the old Mac mini and then like half of it melting away, and they're like, look, it's just a box, a little tiny Apple TV box.
I mean, I'm excited. I use a Mac mini to. I'm not going to say what I use it for, but I use a Mac mini in production.
I see. Yes, you do.
It could be useful to, you know, I've only got so much space on the desk I use it on.
It would be nice to get some of that space back.
It would.
Yeah.
And to make the Mac mini great again.
Great again.
And then we've also got no base iPads, it sounds like German said too. So we thought new iPad 11 was coming. Sounds like
When did we hear that?
That was just kind of understanding because it hasn't been updated in 2 years.
Okay, that's fair. I will accept it.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah, guys, breaking news. This is the scary. Maybe they would be a mini fast event. I accidentally hit the light cord. Hold on. Oh, wait, I'm wireless.
Look at this man.
Delete me.
Why would you say such a thing?
Because there's just so much information out there about me, John. I wish I could be deleted.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. Well, boy, do I have a deal for you. And it rhymes exactly with delete me. It's called Delete Me. Yay! We love Delete Me.
Oh, listen, man. If there's one sponsor that has not only rode with us for longer than I feel like I've been alive at this point, but is it just phenomenal service that I feel not only you guys love, because you keep signing up, so please keep doing that, because sometimes you just need to delete that info. And here's what Delete Me does, John. Do you want to tell them the secret, how they work with the data brokers, how they take your data back, how they help you, you know, be a better human being, basically?
Of course. There's a lot of information publicly available online. Sometimes it's minor information, but sometimes it's big trouble information. There's your name, addresses, social security numbers, maybe even information on your relatives or pictures of your home. There's a bunch of stuff. And that happens because data brokers exist strictly for this purpose. They will collect and siphon all your data, and then they sell it to the highest bidder. That is how your information gets out there. And the reason you can't keep up with it is because those are entire teams working for these data brokers to siphon your data. It's like the only way to fulfill the prophecy here is to have your own team. And that is why Delete Me is around to help you. You get your own team. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts will take it from there. They send your regular personalized privacy reports to you, showing what information they found, where they found it, and what they removed. Delete Me isn't just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you don't want on the internet. To put it simply, Delete Me does all the hard work of wiping your and your family's personal information from data broker websites.
Guys, take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for Genius Bar listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Genius Bar and use promo code Genius Bar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Genius Bar and enter code Genius Bar at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Genius Bar, code Genius Bar. And John, I'm going to say something, okay?
Go ahead and say it.
If you don't take us up on this offer, I think you're a darn fool.
I concur. And Delete Me, like Sam said, you've been riding with us since the beginning. So thank you for that. Thank you for keeping us safe. And don't be a fool. Sign up for Delete Me today. Oh, no, you're wireless? Don't move your headphones.
I know. I'm not going to take them off.
You'll ruin my life and the life of the audience.
Okay, I've got one final thing. I've got one final thing I want to do today. Of course, other than telling you about genius2024.com.
Okay. What else are we doing today other than genius2024.com that people could go to right now to purchase 24 hours remaining, hurry up and buy their product? What?
Yes, sir. I there's a new segment that I want to start that I think we should start trading off.
Oh no. A new segment.
Yeah. I know. You're not good with these, are you?
These are the worst. I'm not good at this. No. What's the new segment?
It is going to be called, my segment is be called Sam's Review Corner, and you can see the graphic on screen. You should take off the watermark so you can show the graphic. I'm going to send you this. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank Christ.
And look, it's Sam's Review Corner.
Wow. Yay. Look at that down there. Yeah, it's great. What about Sam's Review Corner? What are we reviewing?
Recently, I tried a new product that I had high hopes for.
Okay.
And here it is. Okay. This is Heinz tomato ketchup. And they claim it is the no sugar added to it. They make a big claim on here, sweetness from plants. Okay, so you look on the back. Total sugars less than 1 gram. Okay, I go into this because keep in mind, for the same quantity of ketchup from a normal bottle, they say there's about 4 grams of sugar. So I say 4 grams is barely anything, right? That's negligible. But, you know, I'm trying to live a healthier life. You know, I've got the LA brain rot. You know, I'm trying to be healthy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Sam.
This should be illegal because it tastes like chemicals. This is the worst ketchup I've ever had in my entire life.
No, I have to. You're not.
It's unedible. It is unedible. It tastes horrific. The sweetness from plants, it genuinely, I mean, they're not wrong. Imagine two vines rubbed against each other. That's what this tastes like. It is so
tart. Looks like a lot of it's missing from the bottle, Sam, for someone who doesn't like it.
Buddy, look again, pal. Look, that's two squirts, and I know a thing or two about squirting, so not much. This is horrific. I don't know how you mess this up, because I've gotten other – you know what it is? I've gotten the made with it's affecting my health. I've gotten the made with real sugar ones, but no sugar added. Woo! I see why y'all been doing this.
It's really that bad. Now dude, I have to Okay, here's what's going to happen. Cliffhanger.
No, 1 out of 10. Because I hope. Here's the thing, though. I think if it was between this ketchup or no ketchup, I think I would actually choose no ketchup. Hey, what case is that for your phone? That's a new case. You got a new case for your phone.
This is the first case I have purchased in years. Because every other case I've ever had has been sent. Yeah. I just saw this on Amazon, and I was like, that looked cool for my blue phone, so I purchased it. And it is the reason I bought it is because it's matte. It's not like silicone or like grippy. I don't know what it is about my brain, but I cannot handle that. I cannot handle that texture. I do not want it. Mm. And so I'm trying this. And so far, like, I don't think about my case. I usually think about the case on my phone because it's too grippy or too gross. It gets gross. This just being matte feels lovely. It's clear, by the way. It's like a frosted clear back. Anyway, really like it. I'm adding, this is what we're going to do as a cliffhanger. I'm adding that ketchup to my grocery list. And I'm not going to try it until the podcast.
Okay, I kind of like this, and I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea for this segment. What if every week...
This is it, yes?
Let me zoom in here, double check. Yeah, that's it. That's that. That's the bitch. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I think in addition to ordering that, you also need to bring to the table a new product that you have tried. And then okay. we can kind of switch off every week. You see how this is going to kind of shift and flow?
Yes. Do vitamins count?
We cannot. I will pass on consumption of those at this point in my life. Okay. But
at this point in your life?
I can't go back. I can't go back, Sean.
Okay.
Let's just say your brain's going to look like your green screen again, and I can't do it again.
Okay. Would you like a... John's review corner?
So you are going to find a product.
Should I wait till next week? Because I know what it is right now. But
Do you have it right now?
Yes.
Well, then you can get it, and then I'll buy it, and then we'll swap.
Oh, I don't want to make you do that. It's so specific. It won't be surprising at all when you know what it is, but you won't want it.
But I need to try it. That's
the whole
point.
Do you want me to go get it?
Yes.
Keep them company for like 30 seconds. That's
okay.
All I need.
See, this is the kind of innovation that we need. Remember, guys, for a limited time only, you are running out of time to make Apple great again with us. A lot of innovation already. I hear transpiring since this merch has dropped. The amount of emails from Tim and the rest of the C-suite. You know, they're saying, please, we're feeling the pressure. Please, this is, you know, our teams can only work so hard. Craig said, John and Sam, this is the best idea we've ever seen. The engineers are rejuvenated at Apple with this campaign. So guys, keep supporting us at genius2024.com because truly this is going to be monumental for the company. And we're really happy that we have the ability to provide that.
Things. Yep.
Okay. Boop, boop. Welcome.
Boop, boop.
Kept them company.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Are you ready? Oh no, you
can ready.
See. You can see it.
Wait, I think I know what you're talking. I think I know what this is already.
Do you have a guess?
Is it a 3D printer?
Nope. I said you wouldn't want it. Okay. This is, and I can officially say this, because at first I said it just because it was new and I had emotions about it. But it's been over a month. And I can confidently say this is the best purchase I've ever made from Amazon.
That's a big claim.
Yeah.
Because I buy toilet paper from Amazon. Okay.
But this was so surprising and did exactly what it was supposed to do. I've had no issues. It's amazing.
Okay.
You know I love smells.
Yeah.
This puts the smell right into your asshole. It's incredible. And then... Hang on. I know it sounds crazy. But then, without spraying anything on you, for days, you smell like this. Like your pores are like emanating whatever smell. Okay? And look. Like this is my smell that I chose. It's in this bottle. Okay? Hear that, audio listeners? It goes in there. You plug it in. You turn it on, has an app, and it's I know it sounds crazy, but like 30 seconds is all you need.
No, where does the tube go?
In your bum.
No, it doesn't. No, where does the tube go, John?
In your bum. Well, not in yours, but in mine.
No, the tube does not go in the butt, John.
I mean, what do you want me to lie?
Do you swallow it? What do you mean?
It goes in your rectum. Why would I put it in my rectum and then in my mouth?
John, no. Stop. This is a bit.
Okay.
This is a weird bit. Okay.
Half of that was true. Okay, so this is an HVAC scent system that they would use in like hotels and stuff. Like this is why your favorite hotels has that smell.
I was so worried.
All the way around it. So basically, you drill a hole in your HVAC. For those like your air conditioner, like the
yeah
or your heater or whatever. You drill a hole and you put this tube in, and then you use an app. This runs on like on a schedule, set schedule. I have it run every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and then it turns off because I don't need to smell things when I'm sleeping. But the whole house is evenly dispersed with beautiful smell. You can choose any smell you want. I'm trying a new one that I put in here. You buy the smell, and then you pour it in here. This Whoa. Holds it. This is 100 milliliters, and it lasts. My last one I put. So I just got the new smell like a couple days ago. This was my original scent. And this was 100 milliliters, and it lasted a month. This is the first time I bought a new smell. So it might seem like too much money to spend on smells at first. But then they last so long. It's evenly dispersed around the house. You don't have to mess with, like, you know, those plug-ins, sprays, essential oil diffusers, none of that. This is, like, honestly a life-changing product for me. Great product. 10 out of 10. Love this. John's Review Corner, thank you for coming. Thank you for participating. Beautiful. No, you don't have to put it in your butt.
Okay, I was really scared. Everybody.
You know what? They didn't pay me. I bought this with my own money, but this is the one you should buy, okay?
How much is it?
I don't think it was 200. Okay. I think it was a little less than that. And then the smells are where people get upset, because this was like $80. But like I said, it lasts long, 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 long time. And I still had some left over before I swapped this one. So, and you don't have to get, like, the cool thing about this is this is their like machine and their scent, but you don't have to do that. You can use any scent with this. So you could get cheaper, lower quality ones to put in this, and maybe it works as well. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, that's John's Review Corner. Thank you for participating.
Beautiful. Okay. Last question for you. And then I can go. Did you watch the Tesla event?
Nope, absolutely not. I did see things after the fact, though.
It was a weird event.
I mean, you're the guy that's caught in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's really cool stuff. I like the robotaxi. It's fun. But I think the humanoid robot, I am going on the record, whoever I think Tesla could win, but whoever wins this, whether it's Apple or Tesla, that will be a bigger product than the iPhone one day. It's going to change the world.
Hang on, what'd you say?
Whoever wins the humanoid robot thing, like, just as everybody owns a car, you know, that's 20-30 grand, everybody's going to have one of these in their space. In the future.
I hope I'm dead by then. That sounds terrible.
No, this is going to be real within the next decade for sure. It's going to be amazing. It's going to do chores for you. It's going to be able to mow your lawn. It's going to be able to hold a camera for some B-roll. Cool. It's going to be able to move things around your house. It's going to be incredible. It's genuinely going to change the world. But the event was weird because they announced no detail. Really like the design.
But not having a rear windshield? Pretty tight.
Super disappointed that they did not announce one with pedal and steering that you could buy for $25,000. That was what, as an investor and a fan, I was most looking forward to.
Okay.
I saw Quinn Nelson said the other day, like, probably they're going to release that instead of this before, but I don't know.
This is 30K?
Allegedly. Like, he just yelled that in response to somebody. This event was just weird. Oh. It was a very detailed, minuscule event, and I'm still just like, why?
Well, that's scary.
But yeah, I believe autonomous cars are going to be the future. As somebody, like, that's going to be real.
Do you see that Apple canceled their permit?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know why that was news. Like, they canceled the project.
So. I know, but like an official, like, you know, that's just confirmation of sad.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss this week?
No, that's all for this episode of the Genius Bar.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for spending another hour of your week with us. We appreciate you. We love you. And we'd love if you supported the show just a step further.
you know, we, what you've done, it's good, but it's not great. So can you?
It can be great again.
Yeah, you could make Genius great again.
And all it will take. All it will take is like a nice dinner amount of money.
Yeah.
You know?
That steak buy, spend it on this t-shirt instead.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to I'm not telling you to starve, but like you could skip a meal.
Yeah.
You know? If you had
cut
to choose
on the avocado toast.
Toast. Genius2024.com. Time is of the essence. You don't have much time left. Hurry up. And if you, even if you don't purchase, maybe it's just not, maybe this drop is not for you. Maybe you just don't want to separate from that cash currently. That's also fair. Thank you for watching us. If you're watching us right now, especially at the end of the show, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for you. We love you.
And you're great.
And you're great. Make you great again? What? You've been great this whole time, King.
Yeah, King.
Okay,
pop
bye.
Off, King.
We're leaving.